Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gino Toretta, by the way, is the ambassador for Evening's Delight, South Florida's source for all outdoor kitchen, grilling, and tailgate needs. They've got a full line of grills, smokers, charcoal, pellets, fuel. Evening's Delight has two locations, Pinecrest and Davie. Evening's Delight is South Florida's source for Big Green Egg grills, accessories, seasoning, sauces, and more. I'm wearing a Dodgers jersey. You grew up in California. Are you a Dodgers fan?
Hate them. Really? And the Giants. I was an Oakland A's fan. So we were American League. And
were you rooting against the Dodgers last night?
I wasn't rooting for or against anybody. I think maybe against the Yankees for certain friends and probably against the Dodgers for other friends, just to antagonize them, if you will.
You wanted to be a tie. You wanted nobody to win.
Go to extra innings, so they struggled at work today.
Well, this is a I'm wearing a game worn Shohei Ohtani jersey. Very rare.
That right there is a game worn show. Why are you ruining it by wearing it yourself?
That's an iron-on jersey. His wife made that.
They have been killing me for this jersey for 15 years. This is like a mesh Little League jersey. This is the worst replica Dodgers jersey of all time if you saw it in person.
I want to know if the starter Miami Hurricane gear made it through all the moves.
You know what? Let me show you something. Hold on. Hold that thought.
I think he got a jacket, Gino. I don't know if Hawk throws much away, man. He doesn't shop, but he doesn't throw anything away. He just has stuff from college all the time.
You didn't come see me at the tailgate. Why didn't you come out to the tailgate,
at the man? We had...
Now, you've seen this jacket before. I've worn it for you. This is one of those puffy jackets.
It's awful. I was getting on Channing because he didn't come to
the pipe logo on the back.
He didn't come to the tailgate. We had all kinds of LaMelo meats. We had a tomahawk ribeye out there from LaMelo's. We had a couple smokers, some sausages, and brisket, ribs.
I wanted to come. I forgot Saturday I had to do the South Beach Seafood Festival.
So
I missed that game. I went to the Dolphins, didn't go to the game.
I thought you were going to the game. I thought you went to the game anyway. You were going to Cracked or something like that. I didn't know you.
No, and then I had to leave there and go MC the Dolphins alumni dinner with me and Joe Rose, which I made a fool of myself. I cussed a bunch, but I was up all day drinking.
Well, you were on the call, Gino. So you're out at Hard Rock last Saturday night. You're on the call for the Canes game. So one of the things, and again, it was a nice victory and the Hurricanes are undefeated. Some Canes fans wanted to see UM stomp out FSU beyond recognition. And they didn't do that. I'm just curious if you have any takeaways from the game itself, watching it play out, if you thought that there were any shortcomings.
You know, I thought it was interesting. The first drive, they marched right down the field. You know, mix run pass and smoke them. And it just looked like, I mean, all the guys I played with, we were tailgating before, we were kind of hoping for 21-0 in the first quarter. And it looked like after the first drive that was going to happen. Then it seemed like we wanted to just pound the heck out of them and keep the ball on the ground, which, you know, that's fine. You're going to deflate the ball. It almost looked like we were running a 4-minute offense right there in the start. But you know, they made enough big plays and dominated. The thing that I am concerned with, that if we don't stay undefeated, the lack of us playing a ranked team and beating a ranked opponent, when they get to those playoff rankings, it will be a factor. You know, I think that, you know, back when Channing and I played, it was how much did you win by? How many points did you beat that team by? And I think that those things are going to come into play later in the season, because, you know, if you look at it right now, I would argue that all top 20, all the teams in the top 25 have a shot of getting in that top 12. And your strength of schedule is going to matter at the end of the year. So I think it's critical for Miami to play great every week and literally, you know, crush them like bugs. I mean, take out teams you're supposed to take out. And then if you get to the conference championship game undefeated, then obviously that's going to be your first ranked opponent for the season.
And on, you speak about that, but on two sides of it, with Cam Ward being up for the Heisman, and you won a Heisman, where, like, if you can run the ball, you can run the ball. Martinez getting in there, you know, he's a big old joke. He's going to play in the league one day. But knowing that Cam is right there with Gabriel and all these guys, like, hey, man, throw a little play action on the 5-yard line. That tight end's going to be open in the flat just as easy as they can run it. Do you think, Coach, you think Shannon Dawson, you think Mario Cristobal, will they think about that? Or you're just get a touchdown?
I would say this. Maybe the throwback to Cam as a reception was maybe that play. I can only tell you from my experience, you win the award in November in games you remember where you're playing, you know, Florida State, Penn State, those teams that are all the eyeballs are on you on that weekend. And Lamar, I kid you not, Lamar told me early, he goes, bro, he goes, you can audible run. He goes, you don't win the Heisman audible and run. And, you know, listen,
were you cognizant of it, though? Let's say that November that you were going to win the Heisman, were you cognizant of it every time you went out there for a game and then every time you went out there to take a snap?
I mean, how can you not be cognizant? I don't know. Listen,
I'll never be in that spot.
As a quarterback, you realize your opportunity to win an individual award comes with your team's success. So all quarterbacks know that. So the team has to win. And I would just say it seemed a little bit out of character, us playing Florida State, that we didn't throw the ball more. I mean, Cam started the season 7 straight games, 300+. You know, that's a remarkable stretch. So to me, man, I would have been, as his coach, I would have been like, hell, we're making sure he gets 300 again to keep that streak alive, because then that's another feather in his cap as long as we keep winning the game and that. But, you know.
Would you have been chirping at your coach if it didn't look like that was the game plan?
Well, I audibled when I wanted to and if I saw things. I thought there were times when a full-out blitz was missed and Cam got hit a few times and he got sacked and he just didn't see the blitz, or Florida State came with something that, you know, that he hadn't seen yet. And I think that, I mean, I used to pray. I was like, show me blitz and show me man coverage, because I'm going to find the mismatch and I'm going to beat it like hell, because it doesn't matter. I mean, it was like, you know, for example, Trev Alberts was a great defensive end, first round pick. He was an outside linebacker in Nebraska in the Orange Bowl game playing for the national championship. Our first slot receiver was Kevin Williams. He ran a 4.28. I was like, put him in coverage right there. It's game over. I'm just going to continue throwing the ball. It doesn't matter if I threw it 2 yards or 50 downfield. That dude cannot cover my guy. And I think that's the way I always looked at it, is where's my biggest mismatch? I'm going at that guy, and please blitz me, because my guy knows he's going to get open quick and he's going the distance.
This is interesting. We never talked about this because y'all never had a Heisman Trophy candidate, and I was on probation. I wasn't winning any awards, so we couldn't talk about it.
Yeah, that's like, why. You know,
they weren't letting me. I was on papers, Hawk. I can't win any awards on papers.
That's why.
They're not giving the buckets to a guy on probation. I know that for sure. But no, Gino, with like Cam, we're like, we talk, with Dylan Gabriel or the running back from Boise State. Yep. When you knew you were in the running, would you go look at the guys you were against, what they did that same Saturday to see?
No, not at all. I mean, I think that, you know, I remember in that stretch, we played Arizona, Penn State, Florida State, which were all top 10 teams right in a row. And I just remember one of the national columnists said, man, if Miami gets through that stretch undefeated, Toretta is going to probably be leading the Heisman race at that time. I mean, but I never went like, all right, what's Garrison Hurst, you know, doing at Georgia? What's Marshall Faulk doing it at San Diego State? I knew we were playing Marshall the last game of the year, and that was kind of it. I mean, I just went about my own business. I knew if our team won, I would have an opportunity. As every successful team, you know, the individual awards come to those players. So, but I never thought about, oh man, I got to have a better game this week than so-and-so. I was like, let's win. And obviously I hope to play well and knew I had to play well if we were going to win.
Canes have four games left. Duke this Saturday, then at Georgia Tech, then home versus Wake Forest. And then the final game is on the road at Syracuse, Aronde Gadsden's son. Any of those games make you super concerned? Because they really do need to run the table.
I would say this. Duke is playing above their probably roster talent level. Manny Diaz is playing great. How they lost last week, they forced six turnovers. They had three fumble recoveries and three interceptions and lost to SMU in overtime, which is amazing. I think Georgia Tech they have some physicality on the lines that could give us some problems. Listen, Syracuse is a tough place to play. We played there, you know, my senior year and barely got out of there alive. I think we finished like 19-14. So Syracuse, I always think is a hard place to play in that dome. But Miami's going to be favored in all of them. And I think they have to go out there and, you know, this is something where don't worry about anything what anybody's going to say is you just go out there and step on the gas pedal and do your job, because the committee, I think it's this week, is going to come out with the rankings. And they say they don't look at the logo on the helmet, but they're going to look at resume, and strength of schedule will not be one of the feathers in the cap for Miami.
Do you know any advantage that Manny Diaz recruited, brought in, and knows a lot of these upperclassmen?
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't think so. I mean, I think maybe, you know, I don't think that's an advantage at all. I think that, you know, he didn't recruit Cam. He wasn't around here with Cam. I think he was around here with some of the older players, and that he knows they have talent. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, Miami has more talent on their roster than Duke does. So, but college football this season has been crazy. I mean, here we're talking about Vanderbilt beating Alabama, and really Vanderbilt's got a shot to beat everybody in the SEC. Like, this day and age of transfer portal and guys coming together quickly and gelling and becoming a better team than maybe what their roster individually says. I think it's been a great season of college football, and I think anything can happen. That's why, you know, even though Miami's going to be, you know, the only ranked team in the game, it doesn't mean any of these teams can't come out and play well and win. I mean, look at Virginia Tech. I mean, they're a Hail Mary call from you know, beating us at home. You know, Cal, we had to come back from four touchdowns, needed Cam Ward's Heisman-like performance to get out of there alive. So I think that, listen, the season is far from over for anybody in the top 25, and college football has delivered with just perfect, you know. I mean, you can't make up this season. It's just crazy of who's won, who's lost, and where we're at, and who's going to get in the playoff.
And the Canes, number five. Gino comes to us every Thursday, courtesy of Evening's Delight, South Florida's source for all outdoor kitchen, grilling, and tailgate needs. They've got a full line of grills, smokers, charcoal, pellets, and fuel. Evening's Delight, two locations, Pinecrest and Davie. And I always mention Evening's Delight is South Florida's source for Big Green Egg grills, accessories, seasonings, sauces, and more.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.